128 delegates are at stake in the Michigan caucuses tomorrow. That's the most of any state thus far in the Democratic nominating process. No state will have more delegates up for grabs until California and New York hold primaries on March 2nd. The Michigan Democratic Party moved up its caucus date so the state could have more influence in choosing a nominee. But only a few of the candidates bothered to campaign there, and the lack of attention has rubbed some voters the wrong way. NPR's David Shaper reports from Detroit.
There may not be any other state that has suffered more economically in recent years than Michigan. Its 7.2% unemployment rate is second highest in the nation, and Michigan has lost close to 200,000 manufacturing jobs in the last 3.5 years. Jobs like some of those here at A.B. Heller, a precision machining plant in the small town of Milford, about 40 miles northwest of Detroit. Company chairman Peter Rosenkrantz says he let go 50 of the plant's 170 workers over the last 2 years.
This was the first time we've ever had to lay people off.
It's bad enough to make this longtime Republican vote Democratic this year. You'd think Michigan's economic woes would make it the perfect place for the Democratic presidential candidates to make their case against President Bush. But in these last few days leading up to tomorrow's caucuses, most of the candidates rode off Michigan. Voter opinion polls here show John Kerry with close to a 40-point lead over his rivals, forcing the other candidates to focus their efforts elsewhere.
Well, I think the process here in Michigan has turned out to be a dud, a bust.
Bill Ballinger is editor of the newsletter Inside Michigan Politics. He says Democratic Party leaders moved the caucus date up by a month in hopes of raising Michigan's profile and influence in the presidential nominating process and to force the candidates to address their issues.
But as it's turned out, Michigan is not going to be a big factor. Michigan is going to be an asterisk. Michigan is being pretty much avoided and leapfrogged over by a number of the other candidates.
Case in point, Howard Dean, who once had high hopes for Michigan, pulled up stakes this week to instead focus on Wisconsin. University of Michigan student Tim Justin had planned on attending a Dean rally on the Ann Arbor campus this morning, but when Dean canceled, he and two friends came to this morning's John Kerry rally in suburban Warren instead.
I thought I made up my mind to Dean, but then once the numbers changed, I've kind of changed my opinion a little bit.
Some voters resent being slighted, and that anger came out in a presidential candidates forum last night hosted by the Detroit chapter of the NAACP. Four of the candidates had confirmed they'd attend just 24 hours before, but Al Sharpton was the only one to show up. 42-year-old Anakia Sahuda says she'll take her frustration out in Saturday's caucuses.
It's a slap in the face. It's total disrespect for the voters in this city. I agree that they've taken us for granted for far too long, and I think that the people in this community ought to make a strong showing to voice their disagreement about it and a disappointment.
Others may display their disappointment by staying home from the caucuses altogether. David Shaper, NPR News, Detroit.